International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone. Can I touch your bonus hole?
Already?
Yes, already. We got you. It's kind of like the thing.
He's a pervert.
What was the other thing I always did?
The guy's been swimming naked in front of his female Secret Service agents his adult life. So, you know, grabbing your bonus hole, you know, Rick, you're running around in your gray sweatpants. Mm-hmm. So he'd be grabbing more in your bonus hole, baby.
Where are they? There they are.
Gray sweatpants. Well, you know what? Don't forget. Gray sweatpants or not.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but he's Italian. He's Italian. He's got a Bologna pony.
How do you say pony in Italian, Zip?
Pony.
Pony.
That is how you say it.
It is.
Yeah. Caballo is a horse. But Rick's leaves that for Brent. He's Rick's the pony.
I could be the pony.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess I'm the hamster. Fuck you. Anyway, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for October 3rd.
2023.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, McCarthy got fired today.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think I should be the new speaker.
Okay, I second the motion.
I'm not dumb enough to be a Republican or a Democrat.
Do I have to triple it? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay, I triple that motion.
There you go. You're pneumonious.
You were the speaker of Off the Hook Radio.
Yes.
No, I should be the speaker of the friggin' house.
Well, I got it.
Although I'll tell you what.
Motherfucker, baby steps. Baby steps.
The speaker pro tem, who's some guy from North Carolina, I don't know, but he's a speaker pro tem because there's an elected house. So they have speaker pro tem's name for continuity of government in case there's a disaster or what have you. So this guy from North Carolina is a speaker pro tem. The first thing he did as an official act as speaker pro tem was he threw Nancy Pelosi out of her office. Okay.
Did he?
McCarthy let Pelosi keep her big speaker's ass office. Okay. Now I was never thrilled with McCarthy because McCarthy is Frank Luntz's best friend, and Frank Luntz, who's that red-haired guy with a bad toupee who tells Republicans bullshit for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
McCarthy lives in his penthouse in D.C. And you can't trust anybody who lives with Frank Luntz. But McCarthy's been doing an okay job considering he only has a 5-vote majority. And Gates had to get in there and be an asshole for good reason, but he's still an asshole. I mean, even we've got what Trump said about it, and you'd think Trump would have been in favor of this, right? No. Show him, Slim. This was Trump's post on Truth Social. Why is the Republicans always fighting among themselves? Why are they fighting the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country? So, now, the only good thing is if they come back and they vote tomorrow and they put Scalise or somebody in that everybody can live with, American public, being as stupid as they are, will forget all about this clusterfuck before the next election. If they don't come right back in, and this thing draws out to like 37 votes over the next 12 days, Republicans are already dead. And we know they're going to cheat. It's going to be the fourth national election in a row we're going to lose. And if we lose it, we're fucked. I mean, look what they're doing.
It's just sad that our own, well, you're, it's not your party because you're not Republican, but it's just sad that the Republicans, you know, a Republican brought this vote. I mean, this is what doesn't even make any sense to me. I mean,
well, eight Republicans voted with 208 Democrats.
Well, right. But didn't a Republican actually bring the motion, though? So that's what killed
me. At of Florida.
Right. And I mean, I could understand if one of the 208 Democrats had brought the motion and then, you know, eight Republicans voted on it, but a Republican brought the motion. And that just doesn't
work. Now, we got to give Gates one thing. Okay.
What? He's a fucking jackass.
Yeah, he is partially a jackass, but he's got, I mean, Rick and I can appreciate, this guy's got really good hair.
He does have a good,
he's got a great fucking head of hair.
Yeah, he's definitely Baywatch hair.
Yeah, he's got Baywatch hair, bitch. But anyway, so so that's out there. We're over with it. It'll be over. But I mean, my Trumper people on Facebook are like, "Oh, this is so great! This is so great." It's not so great. It makes Republicans look like friggin' idiots.
It does. This was one day that I was sad to be a Republican. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. Anyways.
Oh.
Fuck yeah. But like your lovable host, me, Donald Trump is being persecuted. See, I got so much in trouble. I got so much in common with Donald. You know, just to have about a 3-point, or no, he's down now. He's about $2.96 billion difference in net worth.
Well, is he down that, or is it that's because he just lied about it?
That's not more than I have, he has. But I'm being persecuted by Facebook, whose owner spent $419 million to get out the votes we're going to need to throw Donald J. Trump out of office. And I'm just a fuzzball commentator. So what do I get? I get two back-to-back 90-day suspensions for the same damn thing. June 20th, 9 days is up. Oh, you've been off suspension for 18 hours. You're suspended again for the same thing. Double jeopardy. Fuck you. Okay, so they do this to me, a lovable little fuzzball. They don't even think I'm Hitler yet. Mm-hmm. Trump's Hitler. Look what they're going to do. You know, Donald J. Trump has some flaws, but what's going on with the interference from this administration is criminal. And this thing in New York, I'm going to explain this to y'all here right now. Donald Trump is facing civil. This is Charlie Kirk wrote this today, and I said I didn't need to rewrite it because I can read his, and it's just as good as anything I could write. So here we go. Donald J. Trump is facing a civil trial in New York for fraud. So which of his victims is suing him? That's a trick question, because there aren't any victims. None of New York's banks or insurance companies none of Trump's supposed victims are suing him. His loans are repaid and his accounts are current. But because one judge says Trump overvalued his properties, like that doesn't happen on bank transactions ever. That same judge
every day by thousands of people.
Hey, they did for a refinancing on my house up in Pennsylvania. Guy drove by and added $50,000 to it so I could get the loan. It didn't go up $50,000. They wanted to give me the damn loan. You know, in New York, I guess I could have gone to, I'd have got prosecuted for that, right?
Yeah, you would have.
So anyway, one judge says Trump overvalued his properties, and that same judge is empowered in this stupid law in New York to fine him hundreds of millions of dollars, break up the Trump organization, seize control of his properties, including Trump Tower, to remedy a phantom crime with no victim. If this happens in China or Russia, we call it what it is, lawfare against an enemy of the regime. Donald Trump is an enemy of the regime. Now, the cool thing is, there's no victim, of course, there's no loss. And in every contract that I've signed or you signed or anybody watching us has signed with a bank where an appraisal was necessary, there's a hold harmless clause in there, a disclaimer. A hold harmless is, I think, the proper legal term. But, hey, if you're a lawyer, correct me. I think that's what it's called. But it basically says that you put the property valuation on them at your risk. In other words, the bank says, okay, it's worth that. Then the bank's admitting it's worth that. It doesn't matter if it's really worth that or not. If the bank says it is, it is. But the New York Attorney General still wants to ruin Donald Trump over this, which makes no sense. This, well, she's a radical leftist. She thinks the far left social issue positions that she has make anyone who disagrees with her a threat to her and her kind. And she's an outspoken election denier. So I'm sure she's going to be prosecuted in Atlanta any day now, right? Yeah. No. Now, I'm going to show you the first half of her campaign commercial from 2018. And you can thank me for that now. I'm not going to show you the whole 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Here's the first minute six. Go ahead. Letitia James.
America is an uncharted territory. We are angrier and more deeply divided than we've ever been at any point in our history since the Civil War. And at the eye of the storm is Donald Trump, ripping families apart, threatening women's most basic rights. I'm running for Attorney General because I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake. From the Muslim ban, to efforts to deport immigrants, to denying transgender students the ability to choose whatever bathroom they want, rolling back regulations to protect our planet, colluding with foreign powers, putting profits over people, dividing us in ways we haven't seen in generations. I believe that this president is incompetent. I believe that this president is ill-equipped to serve in the highest office of this land. And I believe that he is an embarrassment to all that we stand for. He should be charged with obstructing justice. I believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses.
So listen, before
that you... That was her running for office, Brent.
Right, that's what I was just going to say. That's what I was just going to say. She running for office basically on the whole notion that she's going to prosecute Donald Trump. That's it. I mean, that was
and
her
she
whole...
And she wants to be the next governor, so...
Well, there's
she's
no
She's trying
way.
To fulfill her promise.
Hochul's got that sewed up.
No, Hochul already won, but...
Well, even... She could
run again, though.
She can run again, technically. That's what I'm saying. She's in it for another four. There's no doubt.
Anyway, but take note because the media won't tell you, and I'm sure Facebook would put a fake fact check on it if you posted it, but this is the truth. Nobody other than Donald J. Trump has ever been prosecuted for the alleged offenses that she charged him with. Nobody. Gee, does that sound like Georgia or Washington, D.C. or the district attorney in New York? They've come up with crimes nobody else has ever been charged with. And they hit Trump with them. But I will tell you, the Ben and Jerry Eaton judge, you seen this guy?
I haven't, no.
I mean, oh God. I don't, if you had to put a picture of 98-pound loser wimp in the dictionary, his picture beside it with yellow teeth would be really good. No. I drink tea all the time. Look at him. Ambitious. Yeah, this asshole can't even keep his teeth clean. Fuck him. He's disgusting. Anyway, he had to throw out most of the charges against Trump yesterday and day one of the he's already found him guilty, which is bullshit. This is more or less the penalty phase of it, which where Trump's going to build up stuff for the appeal because that's the only way he's getting out of this crap because New York's going to convict him. But he had to throw out like 80% of the charges. And the case is just basically a sentencing phase. So if the left is allowed to win, this is my point of all this. If the left is allowed to win in 2024, we deserve to lose our democracy.
We really do.
And yeah, they yell that they're trying to save our democracy every day. No, you can't save a democracy when your goal is to not let people elect who they want to elect. Sorry. Okay. Now, you guys all know, I think Ron DeSantis would do better as president because he's calmer, level keeled, even keeled, and he does get shit done. He definitely gets shit done. He's not as exciting. He's not as funny, but he would do a fine job. But if we're going to elect Trump, then let's fucking elect Trump. Let's elect him by a shitload margin. Give him the Senate, give him the House, give him 4 years to clean this crap up because he don't care. The CIA wants him dead already. I mean, they do. They don't want him back in. So we gotta support him. If he's gonna win the nomination, we gotta support him. Not my favorite guy, but I'll support him. Because, well, I mean, we get this. Is this what we want?
If you become president and you don't like somebody, or if somebody's beating you by 10, 15, or 20 points like we're doing with crooked Joe Biden, let's indict the motherfucker. Let's indict.
You notice he says motherfucker just like Rick?
I don't say it like that.
That's how you say it.
I say nothing.
The motherfucker. Yeah. It's a new, must be that New York thing.
No, wait. Yeah, but I got the good.
I mean, I know he's crass, but you don't have to guess what the man's thinking, do you?
Not at all. He lets
he
you
tells
know.
You.
Yes, he does.
You know, and I'll take deeds over words any day, because deeds matter, words don't. You know, yes, and there's people out there that don't like Trump that are yelling at me right now going, well, he didn't do this, he didn't. I know, he effed up a bunch of things, especially in that last year, year and a half. But you think maybe he's figured it out by now? Yeah, besides, Trump's words are more fun. We've got a comparison for you of Trump and his predecessor. You decide who you'd rather listen to in those 15-minute news conferences. Go ahead.
ISIS has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
The United States launched a targeted operation against that compound.
They did a lot of shooting, and they did a lot of blasting, even not going through the front door. You know, you think you go through the door. If you're a normal person, you say, knock, knock, may I come in?
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
He died like a dog.
But his death does not mark the end of our effort.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation.
And I don't get any credit for this, but that's okay. I never do. But here we are.
May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
And I'm writing a book.
That is absolutely.
We did not kill al-Baghdadi's dog. It was a beautiful dog. We didn't kill the damn dog.
He's dead.
Yeah. And Obama's up there.
Being as fake as shit.
You know.
I mean, okay. Obama, doesn't Obama look like a fish at the side of the tank?
Yeah, but here I wanted to make this point a few minutes ago. I think if we get DeSantis, you're going to see a lot of Obama, not Obama's politics, but DeSantis is going to act a lot like Obama with his, you know, being all prim and proper, and you're not going to get any of the snarkiness that you get with. I don't think you're going to get a.
Yeah, you will. I've watched him.
But not Trump snarkiness. I mean, he's not.
He's definitely a notch below Trump. He won't curse and call people MFers and stuff, but he also won't make fun of disabled people in the audience.
Yeah,
he won't do that. Okay, but he will not take any shit from the media whatsoever. He fucks them up, and you got to think the Soros DAs that are soft on crime. I mean, you look at we could have done this whole show on crime, the stuff that's happened in Philadelphia and everywhere else, New York, DC. You know, another carjacking of a congressman. All these terrible things in Democratic cities. In Florida, we had two Democratic. DAs who were not doing their job. Guess what happened to them?
They're fired.
DeSantis fired them. They are gone. He said, motherfucker. Hmm. He just didn't say motherfucker out loud on camera. he said it in his office. Get them motherfuckers out of here. And they were gone. So, and besides though, I do have to grant you this. The internet needs Trumpy. I mean, if only so we get more of this. I just love this. It has nothing to do with anything I'm talking about.
Well, it does. It's Trumpy.
Sort of. This is Preschool Apprentice. Check this out.
back to another edition of the Preschool Apprentice. Today I would like to talk to you about the bus driver, the tremendous bus driver that we affectionately call Steve. I think his name is Paul, but for some reason some kid walked on the bus and said, "Hello, Steve," and we've called him Steve ever since. But Steve drives so fast, tremendously fast. If you look at how fast he drives, he probably drives a lot faster than most people. You look at the NASA, I think it's called NASA. You look at the NASA drivers, they're not driving that fast, tremendously slower than Steve. Steve is driving so fast. He always gets us to school on time, and preschool has never felt so fast. You get on the bus with Steve, and it's like, we're going so fast.
I'm sorry, but I love that. I had to make the show. Oh, yeah. And yes, the media's minds full of mush call the orange man crazy. But, you know, he might be a little crass, but he's not crazy. China Joe's crazy. But China Joe, of course, works for the people. Right? He works for the people.
He says he does.
Yes.
And says a lot of shit.
This is Joe talking to the people. And notice he challenges a young hard hat to take it outside. Yeah, he's normal.
Hmm. You intend on getting the union vote when there's a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts, and you are actively trying to diminish your Second Amendment right and take away our gun.
You're full of
All right, thank you.
Now, shush. You're not allowed to own any weapons. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in Beto, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video. Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on. All right.
Hey, let's
go. There's a lot of guys.
You're working for me, man.
I'm not working. Hold on. Give me a break, man. Don't be such a worry about it.
You're working for me, man. I'm not working for you. Joe, I'm not really sure you get how this democracy thing works. You are working for us.
Pretty much.
That's how it's supposed to work, which is what we need to get the fuck back to. But anyway. From a recent Senate hearing here, we get answers only the media would approve. This is an 80% issue, by the way. 80% opposed to what you're about to hear this woman talk about. But they want you to forget that they're on this side because Trump is so evil. Just ignore us. Don't ignore this.
Robinson, do you agree with Ms. Gaines that there's a difference between women and men?
If the question is about trans women...
I'm just asking, is there a difference between women and men?
I mean, what I can say is that the NCAA has rules in place. They've had rules in place for the last decade, and when this competition happened,
I'm going to try again.
The rules were clear.
Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? It's a yes-no question. Do you believe there's a difference?
Oh, I think that we're talking about this case with the NCAA.
No, I'm asking a question. Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? Most people could answer this very simply. I'm curious if you're willing to do so.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just putting it into the context of the conversation that we're having. I think that there are definitions related to sex.
Is that a yes? So I'm trying to get a yes or no. I'm not trying to get a speech.
Oh,
is there a difference between women and men?
I think that there are definitions for biological sex.
Okay, so you're not answering that. Let me ask you this question then. Why do women's sports exist? If you can't define a difference between women and men, why not abolish women's sports and just tell little girls to swim with little boys and see who wins?
Oh, I'm simply saying that that sex
My
is different
question,
than gender.
Why
and I do,
do
believe
why
that women's,
do women's
sports,
sports
have a great
exist?
Value. I mean, Senator, I'll tell you right
Ms. Robinson, please answer the question I'm asking you.
Absolutely.
Why do women's sports exist?
I think that there are so many positive benefits to sports.
But
I mean,
why have a separate category for women? If there's no difference between women and men, why to have women's sports?
Logic is not their strong suit, is it?
Not one bit.
See, I like the fact that a white supremacist guy posted this.
And yeah, and
kept himself in there going, you know, if you guys are wondering why Trump is polling at 25% with black Americans, that black American just showed you. They've got no truck with this kind of crazy bullshit. This is no. They just say no. You know? I mean, there's many, many black people that I know that have come over to the sane side. And we've been showing them on this program quite a bit. We call them our white supremacists because they're all black. And, you know, I mean, you got guys with their pants halfway down their ass and bandanas on going, "Trump's my man. I want Trump. Things worked good when Trump was here." And you're like, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. This dude gets it. Well, like, I have a lady here who puts that last woman to shame in 17 seconds. This is this week in white supremacy.
Some say he's racist and tweets like a kid while overlooking all the good shit that he did. Okay. I ain't ashamed of my president a little bit. I'd rather have an alpha male than a little bitch.
Too many thoughts in my mind. I can't sleep at night, so I just keep writing. I don't need no help. I don't need a...
Rather have an alpha male than a little bitch. I think she gets it.
She does.
Yep. Thank you for that. Who do I got to thank? I think it was Tammy. My friend Tammy sent me that one. Told her I was looking for a female white supremacist.
There you go.
To go with my segment. And one of our listeners found that for me. So thank you.
As you said in...
And if it was somebody else and I screwed it up, I apologize. Anyway. Best thing that happened in Congress this week, the House passed the Homeland Department funding. In it, they cut Alejandro, you know him, "The border is secure. We're doing everything we can do." You know that guy? Alejandro Mayorkas. They cut his salary to $1.
Oh, he's rich.
Still overpaid. Pass.
Well, they have to give him by the...
Pass it.
Don't they have to give him $1 by law?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's the Holman. It's the Holman rule. They can cut a salary down, but it can't be zero. The press release on this said it was zero, but it's not. It's $1. See, I get it right. That's why I should be speaker. Because the people in the House, the Republicans in the House that put this out, said they're cutting them to zero. They can't cut them to zero.
I have to go to your... I got to go get something off your Facebook because...
What?
No, I need to because you have your whole... you have it on your Facebook, you know, Zip for Speaker.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was just to promote.
You didn't put it on the picture itself. You just typed it in. Oh, I thought you put it on the picture for the show, so I was going to forget it.
No, it's a header.
Yeah, I know. You didn't actually put it on the picture itself.
Sorry.
Liz, I mean, it's all right.
I can't do all that fancy stuff.
You know, Rick gets his own meme every week.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd give you one for your, you know.
Hey, I'm for that guy in North Carolina that threw Pelosi out already. I like him better. I like him better than McCarthy already. So.
Yeah, whatever. But you know, the first thing he should have done is put the dress code back. So Fetterman.
Oh, the Senate did that the other day.
Oh, they did. I didn't know that. Okay. Oh, good. Fetterman's got to take a sweat.
Yeah, because Rand Paul, who I love to death, senator from Kentucky. The senator from Kentucky who doesn't go.
Well, that's
my Mitch McConnell impersonation. People actually, who's probably pretty... Wait a minute. Go do the triple chin.
That's enough questions for today.
Oh, that was much better, McConnell. There. I looked at it, it was better. Anyway, Rand Paul showed up for work at the Senate. And he sat on the Senate steps in a bathrobe and pajama bottom. Okay. And he tweeted it out all over and went viral.
The only thing that would have been better.
That afternoon, some Democrats went to oil slick Schumer and said,
The only thing that would have been better is if he'd had the slippers from the Christmas Story, those little bunny slippers. In the
I think he did have slippers on. They weren't bunny slippers, but yeah, it was 98-0 was the vote. I think Fetterman abstained. And what's her name was dead.
Oh yeah, so she couldn't vote.
No. Which surprisingly enough, she's a Democrat. She's dead. I would thought. I didn't think that stopped them.
I'm surprised someone did this score and push her button. Fuck! I'll just vote for her.
Oh, we're cold, but that's why we're funny. Anyway,
it's true.
Now it's time for our musical interlude, and I've got one here that Facebook won't kill our feet over this week.
We hope.
And this song is appropriate as anything we can we could get. We'll dedicate this to Matt Gaetz. Go. Crazy Train on a xylophone. I mean, who can't jam to that? Rick, were you dancing?
I was bouncing.
You was bouncing?
Yeah.
That's just because you're wearing your gray sweatpants.
Well, yeah. I'm not standing
up. Oh, all the ladies. I got all the ladies' attention now.
Yeah, I'm not standing up either.
Anyway. Hey, I've tried to bring you the best Christmas advice I can the last few weeks, and
you have been, and I don't know why, because Christmas is like too far.
You gotta prepare, man.
Dude, we got Halloween, we got Thanksgiving still. I gotta.
You know how much inflation could be up by Christmas? Buy early.
Probably 46%.
Yeah, buy early when it's only up 18%.
You're right. Okay, I get you. All right, all right, all right. Okay.
But I'm just trying to help.
I can't wait.
Christmas is like a couple months away. I can milk this segment for another 2 months.
I can't wait for my meme today. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, Rick's meme as in is good. But I've tried to bring you the best Christmas advice I can. And tonight I've got even more news that you should use. And Rick, especially you, pay attention to this, please.
Okay.
Because I want you to ask questions before you make that special purchase for that special someone or for yourself. Because Rick, when they tell you it comes in discreet packaging.
It doesn't say anything about the truck, okay?
They don't say anything about the truck. You don't want that truck in front of your house, Rick.
No. Well, my street is dead all year round, unless it's Halloween.
Oh, that might cause some excitement? Well, maybe you should.
Nobody would see it. Nobody's here.
All right, well. I've got a little more edumacational ideas for you.
Hold on.
Last week I had the book, you know, Grandpa Smells Like Piss, which is, you know, the Biden book with a little kid and stuff. And
yeah.
And Biden smells like piss and the kid smells like shampoo because, you know, but this book might not be for the youngins, but trying to help here. If you want to find that special something for our beloved DJ Slim, I got to point the wrong way.
You pointed the right way. That's I'm right here. You pointed the right way.
Here's a little hint of something you can get for Slim. It's a book. It's edumacational. It's called Your Childhood Ruined. I'm so high, my paws look weird. Mm. The nice thing about this book is Slim can read this when he's stoned because there's no more than four words per page.
Sure isn't.
I'm so high. And then you got to turn the page for My Paws Look Weird. Huh. They don't give you too much on one page.
No.
Yeah. So, Slim, you'll probably be getting 12 of those for Christmas.
That's all right. Hey, I'll give you something to read.
Okay. But that story leads me to this story from Greece. We've got a picture of the subject of this story. The first picture, please.
We do.
Yes, there you go. That's the ringleader. Leave him up for a second. That's the ringleader. Sheep in Greece wandered into a greenhouse and ate 600 pounds of marijuana plants. they ate more than 600 pounds of marijuana being cultivated for medical use. So it was the good stuff, Slim.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the owner of the greenhouse said his crop had already been damaged by heat and recent floods, and a flock of sheep managed to enter the greenhouse and feast on the remaining cannabis plants. He estimated the sheep munched their way through more than 600 pounds of weed. He told the newspaper the sheep were jumping higher than goats after eating the ill-begotten greenery.
I'm sure they were fucked up.
Greece legalized marijuana in 2017. The country opened its first cannabis production plant earlier this year. We have the after picture of the whole bunch.
We do.
There they are. Mm-hmm.
They are fucked up.
Yeah, they're looking for munchies.
They're looking for something.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they ask them if they were high?
Just,
mm-hmm.
You know what they're
saying? Nah.
I'm pretty sure those are actual photos, too. Did you see those sheep's eyes? Yeah, you need some Visine there, baby.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if you gave a fainting goat with a fainting goat to eat all that sheep, all that marijuana?
You jump like 18 feet in the air and then
only once.
You get the best of both worlds. You know? I don't know. All right, I got my joke of the week here for you.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'll ask Rick.
Oh, boy. Some of these can be.
Rick might be able to get this one.
Maybe.
He won't, but he could try. Rick, what's a tornado, a hurricane, and a redneck divorce have in common?
It's a lot of wind.
No, that's me.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to. Right.
What's a tornado, a hurricane, and a redneck divorce have in common? Well, somebody's definitely losing the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where's my Trenton? I don't even have it set up.
Yeah, you're the one that's supposed to do the
deal. Yeah, I know. I forgot that. I'll do
it. I don't got one.
All right. Well, we were talking about this on pre-show and we threw it in. You got the alert pick.
I do.
Yeah, the government's going to fuck with us tomorrow.
They sure are.
They haven't ever done this before, Slim tells me.
Not on a full nationwide scale. I mean, we've always had alert tests.
Everyone's phone alarm's going to go off at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's 11:20 a.m. for those of you in Rio Linda.
Mm-hmm.
So you put that picture back up. Yeah. So you're just fucking around on your phone. Obviously, that's not the Pro Max. Might be the Pro, but yeah, your phone's gonna screech off. It's gonna go nuts. They're conducting Wednesday afternoon a nationwide test of the emergency alert system and the wireless emergency alerts. The EAS portion of the test will send an emergency alert to radios and televisions, and the WEA portion will send it directly to all consumers' telephones. The purpose of the October 4th test is to ensure the systems continue to be effective means of warning the public about emergencies, particularly those on the national level. So, in other words,
next time
a Republican takes over anything.
The very first sentence that you said there with the reason for the test is to, what was it, for to
ensure the systems continue to be effective means of warning.
Wait, okay, stop there.
Yes.
Continue to be effective. They've never done it, so how can they continue to be effective if they've never done it?
Because this was written by CNN.
All right, I'm just.
It's the only excuse I got for them.
Listen. We had September 11th. We had all sorts of rules and stuff that changed with September 11th with all those Homeland Security acts. None of this ever happened, ever. They'd never have done anything like this. Why all of a sudden now? I mean, I am a huge conspiracy theorist. I'm not going to throw a whole bunch of conspiracy theories out there, but why? There's got to be a reason. Are they planning something? Are they ready to tell us? Is this how they're going to lock us, send out lockdown notices for COVID when the next wave hits? I mean...
Well, now you said they did. They said they're telling me here in the article that Wednesday's test is said to be the seventh ever nationwide test. That was radio and television broadcasters. It's the third test of the wireless emergency alerts, but only the second to be consent to sell your devices. So somewhere they snuck one in on us before. That's just a bunch of convoluted shit to say. It's not the first time. Has the government messed this up before? There has indeed been multiple high-profile mistakes attributed to errors at the state level associated with emergency mobile alert systems. The most infamous incident was a 2018 misfire in Hawaii that set off the wave of short-lived panic across the state. The Hawaii state emergency worker accidentally pushed the wrong button, sending out a false warning alert of an incoming ballistic missile.
He did too. Oh,
yeah, which is probably worse than the asshole in Florida who woke me up at 4:45 a.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that asshole was fired by DeSantis. Okay. My problem is, does he now work for Biden?
I think you might.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If this bitch goes off at 2:20 a.m., you know Biden hired the fired guy from Florida. But 2:20 tomorrow afternoon, people.
Well, unless you turn it off. You could turn it off in your iPhone.
Turn it off.
If you go into your, if you have an iPhone, just go into your.
If you don't have an iPhone, you're a communist.
Yeah, go to your settings and go to notifications. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and just turn the shit off. And then that way it won't.
My son's about to text me. I'm not a communist, Dad. Yeah, I know. I'm still pissed at Apple.
But
they come out with this new iPhone 15 and the best camera iPhone's ever put on. Well, this camera on the 14 was way better than any camera they'd ever had. Okay. So I buy this 14. It's not cheap. It's a Pro Max. I got it as soon as it came out. So there's no discounts.
I gave
my 13 away. So I didn't even get a trade in. I paid full bust out, but full retail for this damn thing. Okay. 2 months after this came out, my son got his new Samsung 23. And if I showed you the pictures of the Miami Marlins game that I took sitting in the seat right next to him and his pictures, you'd be pissed too. His camera on his Samsung is way better than mine. And this is way better than anything I've ever had on an iPhone before. So I'm not buying I'm not buying the 15. Kiss my ass.
I'm toast.
Yeah.
I've got an iPhone 11 and I'm not upgrading.
Excuse me. Anybody watching the game and listening to us, Phillies just scored.
Well, scored, but are they winning?
Yeah, 4-1.
Oh, okay.
All right. So Texas is a fine state. They're going to get the emergency broadcast system. And their team had an upset win against the Tampa Bay Rays in the first game of their wild card series today. I guess I gotta give you this shit. Okay, 4-0, Tampa lost. That was bad. I live in Tampa. Protest starts at 2:15, turn it off till 2:30.
Okay. Yeah, but when you turn it on, you'll get the alert anyways.
Yeah. His attitude's in the right place.
I know.
All right. Texas is a fine state, but the capital of Texas is the People's Republic of Austin. And when the capital is the People's Republic of Austin, you get people who get hired who do shit like this. I just had to show you this. This is from the Texas Public Safety Bureau. Here's four criminals you need to be on the lookout for. Arthur Washington, Byron Brown, Stanley Ray Williams, and Charles Erlett Harris. You see them there?
Mm-hmm.
You see them? Are they, see these gentlemen?
Yeah, they're considered dangerous. Yeah. We're supposed to be watching for them.
Dangerous criminals you need to look out
sex,
for.
They're make sex sure, offenders.
Make sure that you know that these sex offenders are white non-Hispanics.
Really?
It says right in the middle of the air, race, white, and then points right at the dude's face.
Let me move my camera close.
Non-Hispanic.
They don't look non-Hispanic to me. They don't look white.
No.
Hmm.
No, but it just goes to show, this is why I told you last week, I'll tell you again. When that woman sitting right across from me at intake at the hospital said, "You're right." I said, "I'm African-American."
She didn't mark that, obviously. I'm going to try that next time when I go.
No, but I said my ancestors are from South Africa. Makes me an African-American. She didn't go for it, but I had fun. I could have told her I was from Mozambique. Same difference. John Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines.
Can't you just identify?
She's from Mozambique. She's an African American.
Well, if you identify as African American, she has to put that on your form.
Yeah. No, I'm not putting it down on the form. But if they're going to sit there and look at me and ask me the question, "What race are you?" I'm going to tell them African American every goddamn time.
I'm going to tell them for news.
Because stupid questions deserve stupid answers.
What are you going to tell them, Rick?
I'm going to tell them I'm a Venusian.
Venusian?
Venusian, yeah.
What's Venusian mean?
From Venus.
Does that mean like a bologna ponia?
No, it's pony.
It's bologna ponia.
Bologna pony.
It's the Italian version.
A BP.
Okay. I'm not the one sitting here in gray sweatpants showing off. Pervert.
Just remember.
How did I know that was coming up?
Just remember.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You don't have a screen like that, Zip, so ha.
No. But I personally don't care the far left thinks that that picture is somehow helpful to race relations. It isn't. I just laugh at that kind of garbage, which of course is why it made the show. But our stupid criminal of the week is one of those pathetic social media influencer people. And we hate them, right, Slim?
Yeah, kind of.
We hate them all.
Yeah.
Even though Slim has millions of views on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Does that make you an influencer?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
And then I hate all but one.
But he's not a stupid influencer.
Okay. Well, this guy's a stupid influencer.
Okay.
Well, not anymore. Now, some people might say this guy was actually the victim, but the jury didn't agree. Here's our stupid criminal of the week. This is Tanner Cook. Tanner Cook is one of those influencer people. Basically, what he does is he goes around with his phone and fucks with people, tries to get them to make stupid reactions into his phone. And
no,
he puts it online.
This isn't called an influencer. This is called a jackass.
Yeah, well, okay. Or he's a prankster.
He's a prankster, but it's because he has his millions of followers, thousands and hundreds of thousands of followers.
But earlier this year, he was 21. He was fucking with a guy named Alan Coley, who's 31, who was just trying to deliver his DoorDash dinner that he had picked up there at the mall. So you can take that ugly bitch off.
Okay. I was doing stuff in the back.
This guy, and I would show you the film clip of this happening, but some of you might have seen it on TV. But because of Facebook screwing with us, we're not showing this one.
No.
Because he's holding his phone up like this, right in the guy's face. Okay. And then the phone's saying something stupid. And he's trying to get a reaction out of this guy. And this guy's backing away from him, says, "Leave me alone." And he puts the phone up again and shoves it in his face. And the guy reaches up and pushes his hand down. And he jumps right back at him and shoves it in his face. Well, Mr. Coley, who's wearing all black, and you should not fuck with people wearing all black. Trust me. Because they could be a ninja. But Mr. Coley was not a ninja, but he was an armed American with a permit. He pulled out a 32 or 38 from his pants and shot Mr. Coley while the phone was being shoved in his face again, and he was pursuing him. Mr. Coley did not, or Mr. What's the dickhead's name?
Cook. Tanner Cook.
Mr. Cook did not die.
Oh, good.
Cook survived his gunshot wound. It was low caliber. But the Leesburg, Virginia asshole prosecutor decided he was going to prosecute Mr. Coley for the shooting. The jury said, acquitted. Now, they did technically find him guilty on one of the two gun charges. But the defense attorney says, if you didn't find him guilty of the shooting, the law says you can't find him guilty of the gun charge. So that's going to go away, too. So Mr. Coley is 31 years old, and he's a free man. And the jerk off who got shot is my stupid criminal of the week. Don't ever fucking do that to me, because I don't carry a 32. Okay. It's a 9mm, but it's loaded with red tips. National alert can't be turned off. Says test tomorrow might become.
It's not a national alert. It's a test.
It is a national alert, but it's a test.
National alert.
You can turn off.
All I'm saying is, if they do this at 2:20 in the morning, we're fucked.
Notifications. And I go right down to the bottom. It's got a whole thing that says. Let me hide the comment here.
All right. Notifications all the way to the bottom. You can turn it off.
Test alerts.
Yeah.
So tomorrow is a test alert. So we should be able to turn off the test alert.
Let's turn them all off.
Bitches. Well, I want the Amber Alerts on. I like to make sure. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe
I'm not turning off any of mine because I just want to see if they fuck it up. Because then I got something funny to talk about next week. Anyway, for this week in Aliens, I've got two things.
What do you got?
This first is a video from over a year ago that was out before we did the show with video. But I'm telling you, watch this carefully, people. This has got to be an alien. And it's, I don't know if he's got a transporter or he can just go invisible or he's just so, I don't know. Watch the alien and the coyote. Here it is.
Oh, boy.
Did you see that?
See, the coyote was looking to see where the hell he went.
Let's play it again.
Okay, play it again.
Did you see that?
He looked like a 2 foot naked guy with his arms behind his head running down the street.
Oh, it was all
that's an alien.
I'm calling shenanigans.
I'm going with editing. The dog was chasing something else that was edited out, and then they edited the alien in. Sorry.
I don't even think that. I think the dog was just walking down the street, like looking.
Well, but he's right. I think the dog may have been actually going after something because the way
that was a coyote.
You're right, coyote. But that was clearly editing. Sorry, you're out of touch with your
I don't know, man.
That's editing.
Look pretty, right. pretty damn much like those Mexican guys in the, you know, in the little caskets that came out last month. There's little tiny farts.
Yeah, it's
remember them? you had one, but it had Biden's face on it.
I'll get you a video.
It was 2,000 years old, so it was possible.
I'll get you a video next week of a T-Rex that's in my backyard.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you. And then we'll show him the magic of editing.
Oh, well, send it to me so I can run it.
Okay.
There's aliens in Tampa, people. Rick has
proof. He said a T-Rex.
Well, where do you think a T-Rex came from? The aliens kidnapped the T-Rexes millions of years ago, okay. And they just brought one back.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, the second alien is obviously a communist. This is this week in impeachment insurance.
Supposed so-called extreme leaders are suggesting it's a bad thing to care about and pay attention to inequities, to say DEI is a bad thing. When in fact, if we want fair outcomes, we must understand what are disparities and then accommodate and adjust for those disparities if we want equal outcomes. So environmental justice raises those points, right? Equitable outcomes. Is everyone coming out the same way? Well, if you don't start on the same base, everybody can have an equal amount. You're still not going to end up on the same base, right? If we want equal outcomes, we need to take into account not everybody starts out on the same base, and we have to make adjustments.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity means it doesn't work unless we pay attention to everybody's race and make sure that there's some of everything in there. A little less white, though, but plenty of brown and other colors, you know. That's diversity. Equity means they all have to have the same success level. They have to have the same outcome to their lives.
Right.
It has to be equitable. It doesn't matter if you're better at what you do than this person is. You have to be equity. You have to have equity. And inclusion means basically if you're white, fuck off. I mean, pretty much. That might be shorthand, but you get what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
Okay. So she wants fair outcomes. And she thinks your ethnicity is a feature, not a circumstance. None of us can help how we were born. None of us were mommy and daddy. We're just the off byproduct. I was going to say off. We're the byproduct of mommy and daddy. We had nothing to do with it. I mean, we're all white guys. But we all look different.
Texas may not say we're white.
Hmm?
Texas might not say we're white. They may get
us. Oh, no. Texas would probably call us Muslim terrorists. especially those of us who have any hair on our chin. Yeah. So this woman is still married to the whitest man on the planet, and she's preaching this crap at us. This is why nobody likes her. I mean, Joe Biden's a thief. He's crooked as hell. And he's still more popular than her.
Mm-hmm, true.
That tells you how bad she is. Go home and make a swirl, honey. Some of you get that. You're my people. Okay. So while the baseball playoffs started today, this is a football mad country. And this weekend, football brings us mascots versus kids at halftime of the Viking game. This is a little weird, but go ahead.
And that they need to bring the mascot versus kids games back. And they did have one in Atlanta. I'm going to show y'all the one that went down in Minnesota. Play-by-play, good recap. Bang! Bro was out there going crazy. Bust it down. But anyway, man, we going to get into the video. And I'm going to do the Atlanta one. First play, bro come out. He round in the corner. All right, he break, bro. He coming up on something crazy. That's a bow! Next play, bro come back. He said, fuck that. Sacks the shit out of Lil Bro. Slams him on the damn ground like, bro, why would you split the gap like that? Like, what, little motherfucker? Next play after that, bro coming through sacking four motherfuckers. Little bro end up fumbling, so other little bro gonna pick that motherfucker up. He round in the corner. He don't know where to go. Duffed. Legal hands to the face. Little guy's trying to make something happen, man. Trying to pitch it off, but they can't do nothing, bro. These mascots is coming in full force. Look, bow. Mascots get the ball. Bro comes out full.
Oh, by the way, this is me closing my iPad that I've been watching. Final, Phillies 4, Fish 1. We're up 1-0. Anyway, yeah, did you see the Colt mascot shaking the butt and shit? Didn't that kind of look like one of those drag queen story time shows? You know, I don't like when adults shake their ass in front of kids. I don't care if they got a costume on or not. And then they go and abuse the kids like that? I don't know. That kind of bothered me a little bit, but...
They signed waivers.
I think those mascots were more abusive than Biden's dog around Secret Service agents.
Yeah. Well, puppy.
Now, I do have a football follow-up. This one's a little easier to understand. This is this week in TMZ Sports. Yeah, either way, this dude's getting his heart broken. There you go. Travis Kelce. Two things at once. The double jab. I'll get my Pfizer booster. And my flu shot at the same time. And then I'll go bang Taylor Swift. Yeah, but he won't be getting a blowjob. We told you about that last week. What?
No, I just, it's funny. It's true.
He's written 500 songs about men. None of them included blowjobs.
That's right.
You see where we're going with this?
I am.
Yeah. That's why she's going through so many men. All right. Yeah, I will admit... She wears all that lipstick and crap. But she does have nice legs for tall. A lot of tall women don't have good legs.
Yeah.
She's tall and she has good legs. So, hey, it's the best catch Kelce ever made. She's got that movie coming out in, what, 10 days? The Eras Tour movie?
I think so.
She's working on her second billion. Hell, that movie does as good as I think it's going to do. This would be Travis's last year in football.
Well, no, because she won't keep him.
You don't think?
No.
You've seen the little pansy-ass guys. Now, granted, I loved Aaron Rodgers today, called him the Pfizer boy on an ESPN podcast or an ESPN show. He said, the Pfizer boy didn't have such a good job because Aaron's anti-vax. Aaron Rodgers is anti-vax. He didn't take the vax. Got a bunch of shit from the liberal media. And Kelsey's out there bragging about the vax. And, you know, she's liberal, he's liberal, and fuck them. You know, just please don't have any children. You think she'd have kids? Yeah. Oh, I know how she'd have kids. Surrogate. She'd hire a surrogate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or adopt.
No, she'd hire a surrogate.
Most likely.
She'd let somebody extract an egg and then let somebody else do all the work.
Yeah.
She's that rich. She can afford it. Anyway. This is my don't believe everything the media tells you segment. I've got something important to share with you tonight. Because all you people think Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, is crazy.
I'm telling
you, he got along with Trumpy good. And maybe this is why. Maybe because when everybody thinks he launches those missiles in the ocean because he's nuts, but really what he's doing is he's keeping Godzilla in check. He is actually saving Japan by firing those missiles over into the Sea of Japan.
Godzilla,
take that, take this, take that. He's saving Japan. God bless him.
You might be right.
Godzilla.
You might be right.
That little dictator's got a good side.
Yep.
All right. We're going to do the baristas. Yeah, we got time. All right. This is from Mexico, and some of you might have seen this, but apparently bears love enchiladas. This is Boo Boo and his picnic basket.
So it goes on for 30 more seconds.
He sniffed the kid.
Yeah, he did. He did. I should have let it go that far.
And he went, it's a good thing he ate the enchiladas first because the enchiladas taste and smell way better than the kid. Hmm. So the kid's okay. But the mom was like hiding the kid's face. It's like, I don't want you to see yourself getting eaten.
Pretty much. I guarantee if that mom had just went bang really, really loud, that bear to fucking just taken right off.
It wasn't even a very big bear.
No, he'd have fucking taken right off.
A puppy dog bear.
It was a puppy bear.
You probably could have just hit him and he'd gone, punch him right in the nose and he'd have taken right off.
But you know, if you think freezing in place when a bear visits your picnic is your way of doing it, okay, fine. But you probably should run. And if you run though, remember this clip. Don't run up a tree. Show him some.
Did North Korea forget to keep Godzilla at bay? Because them motherfuckers took off.
How fast they get up that tree?
The fuck was coming that was bigger than them?
I'll get up the tree. The bear can't get me.
That's what you think.
The bear be up there picking his teeth with your femur bone.
Uh-huh.
Throwing it off the line. Yeah, and of course we can't do a bear segment without Bear Girl.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
Stop it, bear! Stop it! Bear! Bear! Bear, you're breaking my kayak! Why are you doing that? Why are you breaking my kayak?
All-time greatest bear segment right there.
It was.
Fantastic. Oh, anyway. Memes of the week time, Brent, all yours.
All right, show meme. Here we go.
Show meme. Oh, yeah. Menendez. I was able to extort hundreds of thousands of dollars from a foreign nation. Biden said, hold my beer, Tubby. What Biden should have said was, I taught you everything you know, because Biden was chairman of foreign relations before Menendez. So where do you think Biden started? Well, he started with a Visa and MasterCard in Delaware, and then he moved on to foreign relations. But, I mean, you know, I think somebody needs to go to Biden's house and start looking inside his windbreakers.
Yeah, they might find some interesting shit. Mm-hmm. Here's yours. Oh,
and I just want everybody to be safe out there because, you know, we're moving into fall. And just be careful of those invisible penises, okay?
All right, here's mine.
Public service announcement.
It is a public service announcement. Here's mine. It's just the Joe Biden costume. I love it when this Halloween spirit, these costumes that come out, these are funnier than shit. So here's Joe's.
Urine and feces not included?
Not included.
That's how much extra would that cost?
I don't know. We just I got some in the backyard from the dog.
Right, Rick's been waiting all show for this one.
I can't.
Here's Rick.
Shut up. Get out. It's October. I hate that. Yeah, poor, October didn't even, Halloween didn't even come. Christmas stuff is up.
Yeah,
I wanted to flash that meme the whole time I was doing the Christmas.
I have a follow up to that though that I went and got while we were in the middle of the show.
The frosting has been yes.
Oh, is that Mariah Carey?
That's Mariah Carey. Is all I want for
God,
Christmas.
Don't ever defrost her, please. God, she was like Nick Cannon's 18.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, Nick, see what Mariah did to Nick Cannon. She made, you know what? Maybe Mariah's hot in bed. Mm. And think of that, because she's ruined Nick Cannon. Look how many women he's had to go through to replace her. He can't find one. And now he's broke because he's had babies with like 11 of them.
He's got like 47 kids.
Yeah. Like Mariah, you know, all I want for Christmas is a little Mariah. Oh, God, not if she sings, though.
Yeah.
Is she still good looking? I haven't seen her in a couple years.
I think so.
She used to be an attractive woman. Did she pork up or anything?
I don't think so. I think she's...
I guess we'll all see pretty soon enough because it's Christmas season. You can't get away from her.
It's not Christmas season yet.
It is.
Yes.
No. Keep it up, Zip.
You know, Uncle Tony's getting called right after the show.
He probably is.
Tony Two Guns.
He's picking up the phone now as we speak.
Zip bastard. Yeah, he doesn't even like the Mets. He's a Phillies fan. Kill him dead.
You're not fucked. The Mets, the Yankees.
Yankees are out of it. So are the Mets.
Well, now this, the Yankees, they won enough.
They both suck this year.
Make a little team down in Florida win.
Three highest paid teams in baseball all fucking blew it.
Well, Dodgers are still in.
Oh, are they still in?
Yeah.
No.
And who's the third?
Mets. Mets, Yankees. And
oh, yeah, the Mets. Yeah, the Mets, Yankees, and Dodgers.
Yeah.
Phillies are fourth or fifth.
Yeah. All right, what do we got for the
close tonight? I'm trying to make up to Rick so he doesn't call cousin Tony Two Guns.
So, I'm waiting.
Tonight we're going to close. Yeah,
there they are.
Rick's extended family.
Yep.
And no, I'm not talking about his gray sweatpants, ladies. Although I could be, but he's not going to show you. And we're going to close tonight with the actual sweetest thing I saw all week.
I like candy canes.
And I want to thank you all for watching. I want to say good night. And Rick.
Yes. I'm waiting.
Here are the puppies.
The puppies. Okay. Good night.
Good night.